It's a chunk of a bluff in Santa Barbara with a multi-million dollar view of the Santa Barbara Channel, but it's a weed-strewn piece of land off of Santa Barbara Shoreline Drive that's hemmed in by a chain-link fence.
When visitors come to Santa Barbara, they go on the scenic drive and they start at the harbor and they come up the hill and they see Shoreline Park, and the next thing they see is this weed patch. Thousands of people walk by or jog by or bicycle by every month, and they already are inclined to stop, but there's no place to stop.
Dennis Thompson is an architect who's a Santa Barbara Mesa resident. He's part of a nonprofit group called Mesa Architects, which is made up of people who live in the Mesa area, work in the fields, and want to improve the Mesa. Thompson says their latest project is to try to turn the scraggly fenced-in field next to La Mesa Park into a coastal overlook.
What will be there is a very natural-looking landscape of drought-tolerant, bluff-top native plants, a simple little walking path, some gravel areas, and some benches for people to sit and look at the ocean. So it's totally a passive park for people to stop and enjoy the view.
It's an idea that's been floating around for more than 5 years, and everyone seems to like it, but it's a little more complicated than you'd think.
One of our members who lives near the property noticed that this 150-foot-long piece of beautiful ocean-overlooking bluff-top view belonged to the Coast Guard. So he made contact with the local commander of the Coast Guard, and they made contact with their superiors in Oakland, and it became clear that they would be willing to give up this piece of land to a government agency. To them, it's a bit of a maintenance nuisance.
Thompson says as they got into it further, issues like funding, maintenance, and liability made it hard to get an agency to volunteer to sponsor a park.
We saw that opportunity, went to the city and asked if they would take it as a city park, and they said no, they didn't have the budget for it. We talked to folks at the county, they said no, it's not within our purview. So we've been on a quest for many years now to find a way to pull this off, and we finally did come up with a coalition of organizations this year in which Ealing's Park will take on the sort of administrative responsibility and be the nonprofit collector of donations for funding the park.
This week, the city of Santa Barbara agreed to step up to facilitate a deal involving the Coast Guard and the Ealing's Park Foundation. Members of Mesa Architects will donate their time to design the park, and a fundraising campaign will pay for it. Randy Rouse is the Santa Barbara City Councilman who represents the Mesa.
It's really neat because the community actually conceived it and pushed it. It's a connectivity between what was Shoreline Park all the way up to La Mesa Park, and there's that little pocket park in between that they're going to develop in what is a Coast Guard property. Will remain Coast Guard property, but will be licensed through us to do this thing, and I think it's just fabulous.
Plans call for the blufftop site to be called the Coleman Family Overlook. Bob and Ruth Coleman were involved in a number of local community projects. Bob Coleman, who served as a Santa Barbara County supervisor, later served three presidents in environmental agencies. The daughter of the late couple, Carol Coleman, is stepping up to try to raise $250,000 to build and maintain the overlook.
They would be so excited. They walk by that lot pretty much every single day of their life. My husband and I are going to make a fairly large donation, sort of in my parents' honor. And then we'll be doing a few grants, but mainly we're just going to go out to a lot of the Mesa residents, people that have known my family forever. My family's been here since the 40s. Letters, I'll probably be having a couple events at my house trying to get people to see the property.
Architect Dennis Thompson with Mesa Architects.
It is a completely community-based, community-initiated project. Once this contract between the city and the Coast Guard is set, we will need to do a survey of the property, do a geology report, a biology report, and then we'll have to get a coastal development permit directly from the Coastal Commission. Much of that work will be donated by Mesa Architects.
While it sounds like a lot, the plan's boosters are optimistic about the momentum that's been built and think the overlook can finally be turned from an idea into a reality in about a year. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.